This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Let's say good morning to Charlotte Warren, the president of Lincoln Lamb Community College. President Warren, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Bring me up to date. We know the school is closed. What's going to happen with things like graduation? Will the online learning continue? And is this a... Well, you tell me, what are the plans for Lincoln Lamb between now to the what would have normally been the end of the school year?
Well, of course, plans and what we do, we call ourselves with a flexible plan because every day it seems to be a little bit different. But we hesitate to say we're closed. We're open for business. We're just not at our buildings. So we are fully operational, have everything running remotely. It looks as if now with the governor's latest proclamation in terms of timing that those classes that are remote and can be finished will be finished on time, but it will be online or with remote instruction. We have a few classes that are going to be a little more challenged that we're still working on the schedules and seeing how those might take place. And those are ones that have a clinical or lab component
sure.
to them that it's a little hard to do off campus. You can take all your classes around HVAC and welding, but at some point you really need to touch the machine. So as soon as we're able to get people back together, we will be planning some boot camp kinds of classes so those can go very quickly for those students. So we're moving on, not planning on having our typical graduation at the convention center. That would not be a good idea to have that size of a gathering. That probably wouldn't even be legal by then. To have that size of a gathering. But we do plan to do some sort of celebration. Don't know if it's going to be a postponement yet for a month or two or whether we do some sort of virtual celebration. We're looking at that and looking at the opportunities and trying to determine what might be more meaningful for the students. But for those who have put all this hard work in and are ready to graduate, we want to have something special planned for them.
President Warren, has any decision been made about summer session yet? I know it's a very popular place now with the academic classes, vocational, but there are a lot of enrichment classes. I know you have camps for young people, for grade school, some high schoolers and so on, a number of camps, and besides athletic camps going on. Any decision made on the summer session at all?
Well, currently the plan is to move forward with summer session. We are scheduling people for the summer camps for the kids and are planning on having summer school. It will probably be a lot more online summer school than usual just because we may need some of that time to catch up from spring semester for those students who have to be in there. The College for Kids, they're looking right now in case they can't be in person or what kind of remote or virtual classes those might be able to also offer for the kids. Who, if they can't come on campus. But right now, we're hoping for the best, but planning for other alternatives if that's what's happened. Sort of planning for all options at all times right now.
How does this situation impact next school year? People want to think about enrolling, people want to visit, and so on and so forth. What can they do to ensure a spot at Lincoln Land starting in the fall semester?
We, our public relations and marketing department, have been working hard on a virtual tour opportunity. We usually, this time of year, is when we have a lot of high school students coming on campus to see what we've got, see what's available, and talk with people. But we're going to be doing all of this remotely. We haven't stopped our student success coaches. We will be having online orientation, virtual tours. Our recruiters will be available to share with students, so none of that will stop. It will just be a different format, a little different look.
President Warren, we are scheduled to have Kevin Lust on. That program, of course, is his program that he's involved with, affiliated with Lincoln Lamb Community College. He's scheduled to be on with us on Monday. I'm sure they are being deluged with questions. Tell me a little about that program and what their responsibilities are.
Well, the Small Business Development Center is part of Lincoln Land Community College and is part of our operations. And Kevin Lust does lead that. Normally, he's helping businesses find ways to stand up or expand and do some, have new opportunities in town. But for now, yes, he's helping people, businesses that he's been working with or others, to see what kinds of opportunities for loans, for to get financing to help keep their employees and to help keep their feet under them. So he's been great with that, and yes, you're right, inundated with calls and those who want assistance.
It's not very popular. It's almost heartbreaking when a university closes the doors like McMurray. That has to be traumatic not only to the staff, but, of course, the students and the alumni and so on and so forth. You folks have reached out to the students at McMurray College who are impacted by this. Tell me about it.
Well, yes, unfortunately, and it is really sad. It's sad for the Jacksonville community and for those students. But we've had a presence in Jacksonville for a very long time. We have facilities there on the square in Jacksonville and are ready to do whatever we can. We have a team that we've put together with a special website, a special call-in number, and several staff who have been identified who will work with those students. We've got some two open houses, virtual open houses next week so that we can Zoom, probably sit down and talk with any students who are interested and help them see what their program would look like and do anything we can do. It's unfortunately we've had to do this several times in the last few years, so we have a little idea of what they need. We've been through this with Benedictine and then with ITT and unfortunately Robert Morris. So we'll be there for them. Anything we can do to get them through, to make sure that their credits transfer, nursing students, if they're interested, depending on where they are in their program, if they'd like to come into ours, we will work that out.
In this era, and I know that Senator Durbin has an editorial today about expanding possibilities, opportunities for people who want to get into the medical care, so on. Tell me about your nursing program. I know it's very, very popular at Lincoln Land.
Got a great nursing program, one of many healthcare programs. And in fact, that's what people don't always know. We have respiratory therapy. We have surgical technology, medical assisting, phlebotomy, pharmacy tech, x-ray tech, getting ready to start a sonography program, EMS. I'm probably leaving something out, as someone will be upset with me, but a large number of healthcare programs if anyone is interested. Nursing is our largest program. And is a two-year program that leads to examination for a registered nurse. So a lot of students who are ready to get into the workforce and want to get in more quickly will come and come to our program. They can always go on and get their RN to BS, and there's lots of opportunities for that. We have great clinical, great licensing scores. We have good retention in our program, and we've just entered in an agreement, which you might have seen, with Memorial to help us grow financially, help us grow that program by 90 additional students a year. So we hope to, by this time next year, be looking at admitting 205 students a year.
Let's look at one other vocational program. We've talked to the folks out at Capital Airport. We've been out there, and they've always bring somebody on. You still have that program going where students can get involved and become a jet mechanic? And, boy, that means almost instant employment for people.
It certainly does, and, yes, we do. It's looking even better out there with the operations, thanks to Dick Levi and his assistance with our new building out there, and the airport board working with us, with Mark and they've been really great. So we go, we do some. They have some internships that are available out there for those students. But there are all kinds of jobs when they graduate. Aviation mechanics are important, but they also are able to get jobs in hydraulics and all kinds of other things that work with that kind of machinery.
President Warren, I know Mark Hanna always sings the praises of Lincoln Land. He can't be any more pleased with that program. And, boy, that's instant success, it seems like, for the graduate of that program. All right, President Warren, thanks. Maybe one more information. I know there's a website out there, and you folks are available to talk and whatever the case might be, right?
Absolutely. Go to www.llcc.edu. Every information's on there, and we're available. All of our staff are working remotely, but they're working, and the phones all ring over, the emails go to them, and they're willing and ready to help at any time. We are getting ready to start enrollment for fall in a couple of weeks, so we look forward to talking with students, seeing you on the screen virtually, and hopefully before too long, have everyone back on campus and have one heck of a celebration.
President Charlotte Warren, Lincoln Land Community College, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.